Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on the sportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today's guest is longtime major leaguer and former Dodger who now works as an analyst for Sportsnet LA, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, let's start by talking about you because you only retired a few years ago, and here you are working in the business, in the broadcasting business for Sportsnet LA. How much are you enjoying it, and did it take a while to get over being in the game, you know, missing playing Major League Baseball?
Well, it's good to stay close to the game and get a chance to cover a team I played with. I played for a number of teams, and the Dodgers were my last team and last stop. And to kind of roll right over into, as we call in the business, the dark side, it's been a pretty good transition. I really don't miss playing. I think maybe if I do miss it, it's during playoff time. You know, I miss that playoff atmosphere, those big games, but the dog days of August, the grind, I really don't miss that at all.
Well, one of the great moments in your career was when you played for the Yankees in 2009 and you guys won the World Series. What's your best memory from that year? What sticks with you about it?
Well, I just remember the process, the journey. You know, when I look at the ring, it reminds me of it wasn't easy. You know, everybody sees the champagne celebration of the 2009 Yankees. We come together on the field and pouring champagne. But it was a grind. It was a tremendous a grind to get through the playoffs. The Minnesota Twins gave us a tremendous run, even though we just sweep them every game. It could have gone either way, and the Angels as well gave us a pretty good push, and the Phillies were one of the best teams of that generation. So it was definitely a tough road, but we stuck together. And what I loved about that team, even though it had a plethora of superstars, everybody did their job. If they needed to move somebody over, whether it's Alex, whether it's Derek Jeter, Johnny Damon, they moved the guy over, got the guy in, and we played great fundamental baseball.
Sounds like the way the Dodgers are playing right now, because they've really picked it up, especially with their offense. Really since the All-Star break, they've been swinging the bats well. The Giants have not been playing good baseball, so the Dodgers have passed them in the standings. And it's kind of unexpected, though, because without Clayton Kershaw, I don't know that many people saw it coming. So what have you thought about the Dodgers, the way they've gone about their business since they lost Kershaw? What's made them tick?
The best thing that ever happened to the Dodgers is having Clayton Kershaw get hurt.
Now, sounds weird, right?
It does sound weird. Yeah, obviously, you never want to see the best pitcher on the planet injured by any means. But what it did was it forced the Dodgers to get better as a team and not rely on one guy. Yeah, I know you rely on one guy every fifth day, but you have that crutch knowing that, hey, the next day we have Clayton Kershaw, or 2 days from now we have Clayton Kershaw. And you start to kind of lean on one player too much. When they knew Clayton Kershaw was going to be out for a couple months at least, they started to look in the mirror and they said, you know what, collectively we need to pick our game up. And that's exactly what they did. The bullpen has done a tremendous job helping the starters. And offensively, they've really turned the corner. Justin Turner has been red hot. Jock Peterson has really made some pretty good strides this season as far as his contact is concerned. Gonzo's had a pretty good second half. So collectively, the offense has really helped out the pitching.
We'll get back to the conversation with former Dodger and now analyst for Sportsnet LA, Jerry Hairston Jr., right after this. If the hot summer has you thinking of ways to cool down, we have the best way to do it. How about a cool, refreshing dessert from Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward? Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless. made fresh daily on site. Many of Rita's Italian ices include fresh fruit. Plus, they have frozen custard, custard cookie sandwiches, and custom frozen custard cakes. And Rita's of Hayward offers catering for all types of events. Mention the sports virus, and you will receive one free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Italian Ice of Hayward, celebrating their first year at 26775 Hayward Boulevard. Cool off today. I was reading about how the hitting coach, Turner Ward, has had daily hitters meetings. Is that something that is that unusual? Because, you know, you played in the major leagues a long time. Does it help a lot to have those kind of meetings?
It's not unusual when you struggle so bad in the first half. If you look at the Dodgers' offense in the first half, historically as a Dodger team, were the worst in Dodger history. That's how bad they were offensively. And wow, they really turned the corner as a team. And, you know, and Turner Ward has done a tremendous job saying, you know, we need to fix this. Yeah, we need pitching to win. And obviously everybody needs Clayton Kershaw to be good to kind of help bolster that pitching staff. But if you want to win a championship, you have to be a complete team. And they weren't carrying their weight offensively in a And Turner Ward got into him a little bit and said, listen, we're going to have to fix this problem. And so far they have. They've had a great second half.
You know, Yasiel Puig going down to the minor league, some people point to that. I mean, I don't know about the chemistry issue there. You played with Puig. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what he needs to do maybe to get back to where he was playing. And what does he need to do as far as maturity level?
There's no doubt, you know, Yasiel Puig is a lightning rod. You know, he could be a lightning rod, good or bad. When he's on, he's as exciting of a ball player as there is. But if you look at his production in the last 4 years, it has declined. And that's very rare to see from young guys. Usually you want young guys to start progressing every single year. You want the on-base percentage to go up, average of his production to go up. But ever since Yasiel Puig took the league by storm in 2013, he hasn't been that player. And it's been concerning to the Dodger brass, and rightfully so, because the talent is there. Now, is it a maturity thing? Is he not spending enough time in the video room studying pitchers, studying his swing? You know, some have pointed to that. I think, you know, getting him down in the minor leagues, allowing him the opportunity to kind of regroup, to kind of look at his swing a little bit, revamp his swing, get back to that player he was in 2013. He's still young. He's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, so he still has a long career ahead of him. I've gotten a chance to talk to Yasiel in the last couple of weeks and said, listen, only you have a chance, and it's up to you to turn your career around. Are you going to go down or are you going to go up? It's up to you because the talent is there, and hopefully he'll learn from this.
More with Jerry Hairston Jr. in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
Now back to the conversation with Jerry Hairston Jr. from Sportsnet LA. You know, a lot of people, I mean, in the media especially, talk about a clubhouse and the chemistry and all that. I mean, you played for a lot of different teams. I noticed, I remembering now that you played for 9 different teams. So when you think about chemistry, does that matter a lot, especially this time of year when you're trying to make a push?
It does, but you know what? Chemistry, it really comes when you really start winning ballgames. If you do certain things, you have so many different personalities in a clubhouse, and you can allow that to happen if you're winning ball games. But if you're losing, like the Dodgers were in the first half, struggling, then those personalities, maybe the personality that are a little over top, start rubbing guys the wrong way. So the biggest thing is, if you're going to have personality, which there's nothing wrong with that, and if you're going to rub people the wrong way, you better make sure you're producing and being productive on the field.
When you look at the Dodgers, how do you evaluate them going into the big series starting on Tuesday?
From the Dodgers' standpoint, they got to continue to play the way they've been playing, but they have been putting a lot of stress on the bullpen. Our starters have not given this team innings. They need to change that, especially the next 4 to 5, 6 weeks.
We'll have more with Jerry Hairston Jr. from Sportsnet LA right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Madison Bumgarner pitches in the first game for the Giants. How did you approach facing Mad Bum? Not the easiest guy to make solid contact against.
Well, yeah, he is definitely not the easiest guy. You're not going to rattle Madison Bumgarner at all. You know, the biggest thing is his delivery. It could be kind of deceiving. He hides the ball very, very well. It's a different type of delivery. It is different than Clayton Kershaw, but it's similar, meaning it's not your prototypical left-handed delivery. So what I would like to do is look zone. Don't be so concerned about picking the ball out of his hand. Just look zone and hopefully he throws it in that zone. And when he does, square it up.
All right. Well, it's going to be a great series and a great last month plus of the season. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us and have a good time working there with Sportsnet LA.
I will. And thanks, Joe.
That's Jerry Harrison Jr. from Sportsnet LA. Join us again on Wednesday. We're scheduled to talk to John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and on KNBR.com.